Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. Do we have an exciting show for you? Yes. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well is our message, our purpose, our joy. Organic Fanatics, that's what we call Fanatic Organics. And the beautiful Alive and Well is there for you with every kind of wonderful organic choice of combination proteins, nutrients, herbals, you name it. They're there, they're unique, nobody else has them, and the greatest prices and the greatest variety. And right hand in hand with the magnificent, marvelous broth cafe at Alive and Well. And again, when we say broth, we're talking broad spectrum, a host of wonderful organic foods, terrific salads, terrific soups, terrific combinations, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, organic chickens, meats, all of these choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe. And really, everybody is thrilled with the wonderful, wonderful taste, the great prices, the great variety, and unique. What we do is we bar the bad guys. We don't let those toxins get in there. You're eating wonderfully and organically, and we're continuously grateful to the local Maui organic farmers. We get the organic vegetables and all these different produce brought in freshly every single day. We have high concentration juicers, so they're very compressed, never in plastic, always in glass, but also the vegetables are incorporated into our many wonderful dishes that we have there at Alive and Well. And can you talk about how that exhilarating, energizing, invigorating, wonderful power of Vortex.
I was just going to interrupt you quite rudely.
I will.
Say, look, the broth is made with Vortex water. Not just something out of the faucet on the wall. This is Vortex water. Vortex is good. Water becomes vortexed when it goes through the vortex cylindrical reestablishment of molecules. I can't think of a better word.
That's a great thing. Not molecules, molecules, right?
Molecules.
You said to me that you get vortex when you think of molecules, but
I get vortex.
but it's not molecules. Yeah, no, it's molecules.
That's right.
Got it.
And it spins the water at incredible speeds, and it reestablishes the right balance of what water really is. Water becomes unbalanced, just like we become unbalanced, and with various activities in our life. Water sitting for any length of time is lazy water. When it's vortex, the hydrogen and oxygen molecules are really reestablished as the proper proportions what they ought to be, and that makes the broth the broth. Okay?
Yes.
So you can bring your half gallon, your quart size, your 5 gallon, 10 gallon, whatever size water container you have at home, bring it in, fill it up with Vortex water. You'll be amazed on your palate and on your broth exactly how exciting
water
can be.
That's right. That's the water that's used also at the broth. Okay? And you know, it's just so important to keep remembering vortex power, because it goes back in time. And this the vortex principle was in 1938, this leading doctor, very famous, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, the highest award you can get, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was recognized. These two parameters are hugely and positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized and the pH is high at 7.8, oxygen, hydrogen. All of those different things, the utter purity, the structure, the detoxification, proven cell availability, saving energy, and giving you new life. It's really wonderful.
Cell availability.
Cell availability.
That's a wonderful phrase. Cell availability. The water, the components of water, oxygen and hydrogen, become available. there's no difficulty absorbing this water in the cell, at the cellular level. That's phenomenal for your brains and every bit of your circulation.
You know, and they give so much information about this and that is established throughout the world, of how superior it is. But this gives you, and you'll notice quite a difference in everything. Let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. But we share the information about what doctors, whether they're holistic or not holistic, but what they have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We share, and we have every constant, wonderful information to share from you. And this made all the difference because this is brand new and it came out, okay? And this is by a leading medical doctor, Dr. Mercola, who an analysis. He goes through all the clinical trials, and he's reporting the clinical trials, and it just came out. And this is this. Please listen up because it will make a world of difference in your life. And here's the title of the article. Chronic stress reliably causes depression. Natural progesterone helps treat it. Did we hear this?
It's called natural progesterone as opposed to progestin.
That's right.
Progestins are a synthetic drug, which purport to do, are reported to do by the manufacturers of that drug, to be equal to progesterone. But it's not.
No, it's not. And here's what we're talking about here. The doctor is reporting, and he gives the result of the medical reports. Chronic stress, says the doctor, triggers measurable brain inflammation that disrupts mood, motivation, and cognitive clarity, mental clarity, creating a biological state that mirrors clinical depression. Natural progesterone directly counters, that means stops it, the stress chemistry by lowering cortisol activity, activating calming GABA pathways, and supporting healthy metabolic function. Medical research shows natural progesterone reverses stress-induced depression, restoring motivation, improving behavior, and reducing inflammatory signals inside the brain. Progesterone's antidepressant actions extend beyond inflammation reduction, improving cortisol metabolism, supporting thyroid activity, and stabilizing the systems that regulate emotional balance. Could you read this one here about chronic stress?
I would be delighted.
Read about chronic distress in the article. Go right ahead.
Chronic stress gradually pulls you into patterns that resemble clinical depression, complete with exhaustion, with cognitive slowdown, with emotional withdrawal, all the negative aspects of hormonal imbalance. Progesterone interacts positively with this overloaded system. Progesterone, bioidentical progesterone, claims cortisol-driven stress chemistry, supports your brain's natural calming pathways, and reinforces your metabolic stability, giving your nervous system a way to step out of the stress spiral. This underscores an important truth that biology driving depression-like states isn't fixed. It responds to specific signals, and progesterone is one of the most important ones. New research reveals how stress alters your brain and how progesterone helps restore your brain and your balance.
That is absolutely terrific and in understanding. And I wanted you to also, one of the main things you've talked about, and here the doctor goes on to give researchers information, okay? He goes on to talk about researchers' information. And he says, natural progesterone does more than ease the symptoms. It addresses the root chemical imbalance, which are driving the mood changes. And he reports about the medical things, and you know, this is something you've said so many times. Now, if you can read this page and give me the next. How's that, okay?
Okay, let's do that.
Go right ahead.
Inflammation markers. How many times have we talked about inflammation?
You talk a lot about it. That's why I gave it to you, kid.
Okay.
Because you're the inflammation expert. Well, even though sometimes you give me inflammation. But, you know, I take some progesterone cream and rub it on. I do that all the time because it saved my life. Yeah, but so I rub it on my progesterone cream.
Okay.
If you give me too much inflammation.
But you light my fires.
Oh, okay. He's always the punster. By the way, in case you didn't know that hearing us all these years, he is the king of puns. He's the punster.
Let's get back to the article by the doctors.
Go right ahead.
Inflammation markers dropped sharply. During our conversations, folks, let me interrupt myself again. How many times during a radio show that you hopefully listen to on a weekly basis do we mention the word inflammation? Or are we reading an article about inflammation? Or the latest research talks about inflammation? Because inflammation is the basic source of all dysfunction in your body.
That's right, and it makes that point.
All dysfunction is created by chronic inflammation from little enzymes and burning up little hormone secretions, whatever it might be. The lack of those things being burned up contributes to inflammation. Getting back to the article. Inflammation markers drop sharply with progesterone treatment. The progesterone-treated group experienced major reductions in inflammatory cytokines.
Whoa!
Specifically, two molecules that spike during chronic stress and are known to interfere with mood and memory and sleep. And lowering those markers suggests your brain becomes less inflamed, which supports clearer thinking, steadier emotions, and stronger resilience to daily stress.
Wow!
Just that simple.
And this, he's reporting on the clinical trials that have proven this.
And the study measured fast, measurable biological changes. Within the study window, progesterone reversed inflammation and behavioral decline in a matter of weeks, a time frame that underscores how quickly your brain responds when inflammatory pressure is removed. And combine that with the pain power. What a phenomenal combination, which also reduces inflammation dramatically. The researchers showed that progesterone suppressed a molecular alarm system that causes danger signals and triggers inflammatory cascades in the brain.
Wow, I never would have thought of that.
Blocking this pathway helps restore emotional stability and sharper thinking and better brain environment. Progesterone turns off the ignition switch for inflammation. The study found that progesterone lowered an enzyme that converts inactive cytokines into active inflammatory-producing compounds. In simple terms, progesterone shut off the biochemical switch that turns on inflammation. This helps your brain return to a calmer, more regulated state.
You know, this is really incredible because with all the wonderful things that we've known about, and we'll talk about how this was discovered and the form to use in a moment or two, but it's just amazing that I didn't even realize this aspect of it, all the great things that are known. According to the findings, says the doctor, and this is strictly medical and proven, progesterone reversed inflammatory changes in the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex. And these are the areas tied to memory, emotional balance, and decision-making. When inflammation eases, calms down in these regions, you're far more likely to feel mentally stable, motivated, and cognitively, that's mentally sharp. Progesterone, he says, counters stress-driven depression through multiple powerful pathways. In a commentary on the Behavioral Brain Research Study, medical study, bioenergetic researcher Georgi Dinkov explains that chronic stress, not depression genes, he said, drives the development of depressive symptoms. Natural progesterone is a safe, bioidentical option for reversing stress-induced depression. And what is so important to realize, because it saved so many lives, and I was certainly one of them. There's a leading medical doctor, and he didn't take money for this, but he was the great discoverer that the only way to take the progesterone had to be bioidentical from the plants, standardized to make sure that it's active in those leaves, that you're getting the right amount, and it had to be used transdermally. through the skin. It was the only way that the body absorbed it effectively. Dr. John Lee, MD, talking about endless things, and he says how a zillion ways, not natural progesterone feeds bone-building cells, so it creates bone structure. He says you have to take it past the age of 50 or you lose all of the bones, and they get fragile and break in scoliosis, but you feed the bone-building cells. Also, as he said, it's critical for feeding the Schwann cells that create myelin, so it's helps to protect against Parkinson's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, all of the shaking, all of these different things. But just like he says here, that it helps with uterine fibroids, loss of libido, mood swings, depression, weight gain, all of these things, using this transdermally.
And that, of course, not just uterine fibroids, but breast cysts.
Breast cysts, the gene goes on. That's exactly.
Precancerous development of the breast.
That's what he says right here. Can natural progesterone, says the doctor, help with endometriosis or fibrocystic breasts? The common factor in both of these conditions is a higher level of toxic circulating estrogen hormonal imbalance. Natural progesterone, which normalizes all other endocrine and hormonal activity in the body, helps to clear these conditions by helping to clear out this level of estrogen. It goes on vaginal dryness, osteoporosis, and again, he wrote many books, as he says in his last, okay? He says, and he's answering it here, can I use natural progesterone if my family has a history of breast or uterine cancer? Yes. Breast cancer and endometrial cancer occur in tissues sensitive to gonadal hormones. Unopposed estrogen is the only known cause of endometrial cancer.
And how does that happen?
Okay.
Because in the aging process, the first hormone to start to disappear in the late 30s, early 40s. It's called progesterone. And your body starts making less of it in those early years.
That's exactly right.
And then estrogen becomes the dominant precancerous hormone.
That's right.
It induces cancer growth because of the lack of progesterone protection.
Yes, and you know, I'm one of the reasons I'm sitting here talking to you, and is, maybe you've heard it before, but it stays in my mind continually, and is that we worked years ago, Dennis and I were working with a top nutritionist on the mainland, and Jeff Donegan, and I had, every time I'd see a doctor, they said, he were the exact quote, your breasts are like beanbags, solid rocks, there's no normal tissue, we have to, I wouldn't even go back to a doctor because they said, we have to amputate immediately, take your breasts off, or you'll be dead and you won't live longer than 6 months. That was one of my last reports. Mm-hmm. And Jeff then found out, and he said, and he was not an emotional guy, but he got very emotional. He says, Mona, have you heard of the great work of Dr. John Lee, MD? He's the one that discovered that natural progesterone in a cream form, and this was the exact definition that Dr. Lee said, fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow toxic estrogens to cause the growth of tumors and cysts, etc. And as a matter of fact, Dr. John Lee's last book was What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Breast Cancer, in which he talked about the role of natural progesterone. And Jeff got in the leading one in the United States, which is what Alive and Well has. We've stayed with that forever. And that cream, I used it on both of my breasts the way it's supposed to be used. And in less than 8 weeks, I had 100% normal tissue. There were no more rocks. It wasn't beanbags. 100% normal. That was many, 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 many years ago. And I've been normal and healthy ever since. And so many other reports of the same type of thing with other people. But it also extends to the uterine and the fibroids and all of these different things, and just as Dr. John Lee says. And again, from the plants, in a standardized, meaning you just don't grab a bunch of leaves. It has to be sure that you have the active part of the plant and that it's standardized in each dose to be exactly what you need transdermally through the skin. Okay, so that's one of the great things. And you know, Den, you might want to talk a little bit about this too, because he says men over 45 can use natural progesterone.
Absolutely.
That's what I thought you could speak about.
But also men realize men make estrogen. What? Yeah, folks, men make estrogen. I always thought I was a high testosterone guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I always thought you were too.
Yeah.
I thought you were too.
Okay. But also in that testosterone was mixed with estrogen. That's a natural function of the human anatomy. Men make estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. And when the estrogen level,
When the progesterone,
that's the subject of the discussion,
That's the
right?
subject of that
okay.
discussion.
When the progesterone levels start to diminish in men, and the testosterone levels are starting to diminish in men, that leaves estrogen to be a dominant hormone.
Skyrocketing.
And estrogen causes the enlarged prostate. Estrogen causes the lack of erectile ability.
Right.
Estrogen causes the lack of sexual function.
Exactly.
Estrogen causes precancerous conditions. So men, Dr. Lee goes on to say here, can men use natural progesterone? By all means. Men over 45 use natural progesterone. One benefit is an increase in the libido. Progesterone is the precursor to testosterone. Testosterone stimulates new bone formation, increasing bone density. A lack of testosterone causes osteoporosis. Older men with rheumatoid arthritis have reported relief from pain and relief from swelling after rubbing natural progesterone in a cream form on their joints.
The joints too. Yeah. But it's just a miracle about how but both females and males, so you know, it works for across the board
every
in every conceivable manner and all the wonderful things. And you know, so many wonderful people, and it's true, they all say, I don't know why I'm getting migraine headaches. I don't know why I'm getting migraine headaches. And then they talk about the terrible drugs. But here Dr. Mercola is going on to say, why is migraine more common in women than men?
Right.
Well, because the women live with the guys. Of course, Dr. Mercola doesn't say, because they're living with the guys. Why do you think they get headaches?
Right.
All right? Okay, and right?
Well, it's a recycled emotion because women become a real pain in the...
Pain in the where? Because they have a pain in the butt that they're living with. Is that what you're telling me? This is why Dr. Mercola is reporting here too, why is migraine more common in women than men? And here is the medical proof on that. Migraines affect women 3 to 4 times, that's 300 to 400% more often than men, largely due to hormonal fluctuations that sensitize the brain's pain pathways and increase vulnerability to stress, poor sleep, and inflammation. Estrogen primes and triggers migraine attacks. High levels heighten sensitivity, while sudden drops before menstruation, menopause, or after childbirth cause the electrical instability that sparks brain. Natural progesterone cream, he says, helps counteract these pro-inflammatory effects, calming nerve excitability, reducing migraine frequency during hormonally active years, and he goes on to say that mitochondrial dysfunction is a major driver of migraines. And he mentions here other things beside the natural progesterone cream, say reducing linoleic acid from seed oils and restoring the nutrients like the B vitamins, magnesium, cardio-CoQ10, strengthen your brain's energy, supply, and resilience, and also the fish oils.
And the reason that they have all these symptoms more predominant than men is because they have more estrogen to begin with than men do.
That's
and
right.
And progesterone neutralizes in both sexes the toxic effects of excess estrogen.
Yeah, could you read his summation right here?
All right.
Right there.
Okay. Migraine attacks are linked to specific phases of a woman's life when hormones swing the most. Women most often notice that migraine episodes cluster around predictable milestone moments such as puberty, menstruation, pregnancy, and perimenopause, both of them high estrogen areas, ages. Each of these phases is marked by changes in estrogen. These hormonal roller coasters make the female brain more vulnerable to energy depletion and to sensory overload and to inflammation, all factors that intensify pain perception.
That's right.
And with a lack of progesterone to neutralize those symptoms, you get what you get.
It's and it's just they're just part of the picture, because the word also progesterone, it's for all stages of life and in different manners. And even one of the word for progesterone means promoting a healthy pregnancy. Women would lose babies if they had that estrogen imbalance, and it also kept the made sure that they ovulated properly, got the babies. So that's why we used to laugh a lot, because when we were in Florida and had learned about this, there was kind of a lot of women were there who had lost babies or couldn't ovulate and couldn't have babies. And they would you'd be in a public place and they'd be pointing, progesterone baby, progesterone baby, progesterone baby. And it became a kind of funny thing. We were always so happy to, and women coming in, but we've seen it here too. Look, here's my progesterone baby. Because it affects so many different levels of life in so many wondrous ways, positively. And again, what's really also very, 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 very important is why do we lose bone? The bone-building cells are called osteoblasts. The osteoblast cells have a mouth, an opening, just like people do, for what they need to make them able to do. The osteoblasts are the little factory workers, like they're called, that convert the minerals you take in into bone. But by age late in the 40s and by age 50, we don't make the natural progesterone, which is what they need, those bone-building cells, to convert minerals into bone. So you get severe osteoporosis, and Dr. Lee talks about all women who have used this cream, who have had the osteoporosis, reversed it in a short span of time. He talks about all the clinical trials, because you want to keep feeding that, because when you get the bone breakdown, you can have scoliosis and the vagina and fragile bones, and osteopenia, all of these different things.
And the brain functions on, as progesterone is a major contributor to proper brain function, because again, going back to the whole concept that when progesterone levels start to diminish, that's when all the health challenges come into being and becoming prominent and predominant and destroying one's health. Bioidentical, natural progesterone, not progestins, not drugs, the real thing.
That's right.
And that's Dr. John Lee.
Dr. John Lee, and he's a great hero. And here is another medical analysis. And the title of the article is How Metabolic Health and Inflammation Influence Cancer Risk. And they put up the top.
And the word inflammation.
Here it
again,
is.
Again, inflammation.
Chronic inflammation, says the doctor, and broken metabolism create the conditions that allow cancer cells to grow, spread, and overwhelm your body's natural defenses. Stress hormones like cortisol block glucose use and flood your system with fatty acid, forcing your cells into a backup energy mode that fuels tumors. Simple daily choices, say the doctors, such as reducing these seed oils, supporting vitamin D3, B vitamins, calming gut inflammation with digestive enzymes, which we talk about all the time, and balancing hormones, we just talked about, lower chronic stress signals and protect long-term health. And it goes in there, the doctor emphasizes and highlights, cancer doesn't appear out of nowhere. It develops in an environment your body has been shaping for years. One of the most overlooked factors, says the doctor, is the way everyday stressors gradually push your system out of balance. When your body is constantly under pressure, the signals that control repair, growth, and immunity start working against you instead of for you. And I'll give this to you in a minute, Dan. This connection between chronic stress, energy disruption, and cancer risk was explored in detail with bioenergetic researcher Georgi Dinkov. Cancer cells hijack broken energy pathways, and controlling stress and inflammation is central to prevention of cancer. And he goes here that inflammation and metabolism work together to drive cancer. Can you read this page?
I certainly do, because inflammation it becomes chronic. And the inflammation is a major firestorm which destroys every metabolic function in your body. The article goes on to say Dr. Dinkoff explored why cancer diagnosis appears to be accelerating and explained that medicine now acknowledges chronic inflammation as a root cause of nearly all major diseases. Where did you hear that before?
Yeah, I think we've heard it from Dennis many times, have we not?
Have I ever said
that?
He
knows what he's talking about.
So let me repeat what Dr. Dinkoff said. He explored why cancer diagnosis appears to be accelerating and explained that medicine now acknowledges that chronic inflammation is a root cause of nearly all major diseases.
Did you hear that? Chronic inflammation is the root cause of nearly all major diseases. Did you hear that? The fire that burns everything that's alive.
In those diseases include cancer and diabetes and heart disease and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, and every disease is created from the dysfunction of natural bodily activity due to chronic inflammation. Dinkoff pointed out that inflammation is not just a background problem, it directly sets the stage for cancer to appear and progress. That's, again, where pain power comes in.
That's exactly, and we're going to talk about that. He goes on again, wow.
Stress hormone, says the doctor, connected to tumor growth. Cortisol, often called the stress hormone, is a double-edged sword. While it temporarily suppresses inflammation, Dinkoff noted, it also increases fatty acids in your blood and blocks glucose from being properly used. This sets off a chain reaction where cells shift into glycolysis. It's a backup, less efficient energy system known as the cancer metabolism. This highlights why managing stress is not only about feeling better, but about preventing the very metabolic changes that help to create tumors to spread.
And here's a huge thing that came out just exactly relative to what you're saying in this connection. And this is, again, that here's what was the quote from the medical journal, the study in the medical journal Neurology. Chronic inflammation, they say, is a marker of many health conditions from rheumatoid arthritis to ulcerative colitis and has been linked to many cognitive and brain health conditions. So this medical study published in the medical journal Neurology found having elevated levels of inflammation, even in one's 20s and 30s, is associated with memory and thinking later in life. Specifically, the study participants who had higher levels of C-reactive protein, CRP, an inflammation marker generated by the liver, had far more cognitive issues in midlife. Wow. Plus, a Journal of the American Medical Association psychiatry study showed that children with chronic inflammation were found to be at a far higher risk of mental health conditions such as depression and psychosis in early adulthood, given how dangerous and common systemic inflammation is. A major study found 35% of U.S. adults have it, off the charts. Go ahead.
Well, Dinkoff goes on to say, over time, cells stop maintaining the machinery needed for efficient energy production and fall back on glycolysis, which produces lactic acid and fuels cancer progression. For your health, this shows why supporting glucose metabolism with proper diet and lifestyle is central to cancer prevention.
Right, and you know, we could go on all day because they're leading many, and here's another one for the Cleveland Clinic, a big-time doctor, Thad Stappenbeck, inflammation and immunity. He's the head of inflammation and immunity at the Cleveland Clinic, very famous, and he goes on about the inflammation, all this destruction, and another, Helen Lavretsky, MD, professor of Department of Psychiatry at UCLA. This acute inflammation causes all of this damage and a host of serious issues. And she says one little thing to squeeze in here, quote, inflammatory process accelerate, speed up brain in aging, causing the gray and white matter of the brain to atrophy, shrivel up and die. Vascular changes that reduce cognitive function, impaired emotional regulation, Dr. Levertsky said. Inflammation is linked to various neuropsychiatric disorders like depression, anxiety, insomnia, autism spectrum disorders, dementia, stroke, and many, many other brain disorders. Good grief. And how do you, can you talk to us about one of the great things that was discovered about the natural anti-inflammatory?
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
But first, let me sum up what Dr. Dinkoff said.
Go right ahead.
Dinkoff then described how most people over 30 already have small dominant tumors discovered during autopsies, but these usually remain harmless when inflammation is low. When inflammation rises, however, your immune system weakens and dominant tumors reactivate and become aggressive.
Right.
Cancer risk is not only about genes and random bad luck, it's about how your body manages inflammation.
Right.
And metabolism on a daily basis.
And they go on to say that medical research has also shown it's the cause of coronary heart disease and death from cardiovascular disease.
Every disease in the world
is
beginning with a spark of chronic inflammation.
And can you talk about one of the great things, that's why the great discovery of that combination that's called pain power and all of that?
Well, pain power, you've heard of turmeric. Turmeric is an herb which is used for some pain, but it is nowhere near as effective as but turmeric contains minute quantities of curcumin. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. But when you take curcumin in higher potencies, along with digestive enzymes, piperine, and other metabolic factors which aid in digestion, curcumin becomes the dominant factor in reducing inflammation, of putting out the fire. It is anti-inflammatory. It is a major reduction of pain, and any metabolic dysfunction that's happening in your body, which is created by what? Inflammation.
Right.
The pain power puts out the fire.
Right.
Puts out the very beginnings, the spark that creates the irregular cellular activity, which leads to pain and cancer and heart disease and brain degeneration, is all inflammation, and the pain power puts out the fire.
And you know, in the European, in quoted, just came out, the European Journal of Immunology. This is the doctor's medical journal, European Journal of Immunology, which is what they report here. The potential of curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, curcumin, in eye diseases, in the Europe, reported here, according to their clinical trials. Okay, they go on to say that these curcumin can protect eyesight and the delicate blood vessels in the retina. This curcumin from turmeric in the high absorption form provide a first line of defense against diabetic retinopathy. That's the blindness. My grandfather went blind from that. Conjunctivitis, age-related macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness, among other eye conditions. A review of preclinical and clinical studies found that because curcumin works along so many inflammatory properties, it stops the damaging inflammation that causes a variety of vision problems. For example, this is again the European report, because curcumin inhibits pro-inflammatory cytokines, just what we were talking about, associated with eye diseases. It helps individuals suffering from those conditions. And scientific studies have found that curcumin can stop conjunctivitis because it has both anti-inflammatory, anti-allergen. Laboratory studies of age-related macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness, diabetic neuropathy, curcumin-preserved photoreceptor cells, and increased levels of antioxidants to protect the blood vessels in the eyes.
And the reason the pain power is so effective, it contains curcumin and a goodly potency of curcumin in each capsule, but it also contains the digestive enzymes which aid in digesting their curcumin, absorbing their curcumin, and putting it into active use within your body. Curcumin can be curcumin, but if it doesn't digest, if it isn't absorbed, you're just peeing it away. What good is that? Well, the Pain Power contains all the added nutrients, the piperine and other digestive enzymes, all of which help to digest it and absorb it and utilize it on a cell-by-cell basis.
That's right. So it's all of that, along with those magnificent enzymes that eat up inflammatory combinations and free of any allergen, free of any animal, free of anything. You're not going to have any negative effects like that. It's absolutely miraculous. And in addition, it's the ancient Mother Mary herb, you know, that the wise men gave to Mother Mary that for thousands of years having in Boswellia, which the active ingredient is the frankincense. And Boswellia has well known, and it's the highest level of all of these wonderful things. And remember the bioperine, that bioperine extract, completely natural, increases the absorption of curcumin by even like 1,000 to 2,000%.
People oftentimes say, well, I'm very sensitive to pepper. I can't take pepper because pepper upsets my stomach. Pepper upsets my pepper. Folks, it's the enzyme from piperine, from pepper, but it's the enzyme that extracted from pepper.
Not
it isn't the pepper, the black. No. You're not going to get a load of black pepper.
No, okay. Spice, none of that spice thing. It's the active and positive ingredient. And it's amazing what that can do. And again, that was what saved me years and years and years ago, unless we had it put together by this top specialist, would save me. They said, you have bone on bone in your knee, and you're going to be the most you can hope for. We want to have to do a complete knee replacement. The most you can hope for is to walk with a walker, and or else you'll be in a wheelchair within 6 months. Instead of doing that, we had this wonderful thing by the top specialist design. Took that, and in no time at all, I was dancing for the next 30 years and doing all of that dancing. Of course, I couldn't get him to dance with me, so I there's only so much I can do on my own, but I can dance on my own.
You did all right.
I did okay. And it also saved our daughter's big Broadway career.
There you go. the bioperine, the digestive enzymes, the things that really make Pain Power, powerful agent against pain. Pain is created by inflammation,
right?
Yes, chronic inflammation, and everybody has it to one degree or another, and the Pain Power puts out the fire. As one woman said to me one day, as I was in the middle of explaining this to her about Pain Power, she says, the inferno, I mentioned the inferno of the fire destroying microscopic things called cells. And she says, my God, it's like Lahaina. I said, what? Lahaina, the inferno in Lahaina. Exactly, that's exactly what it is. The inferno in Lahaina, the inferno in Southern California, it runs rampant. The fires run rampant, uncontrollable, and they destroy everything in their path. The wind and the contributing factors create the inferno.
Yes, and
well,
you know, it's...
the sugars
and
the refined carbohydrates and the seed oils, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all create inflammation.
And in the doctor's reports, they go on to say, medical research has proven that the higher levels of inflammation marker CRP are associated with higher risk of coronary heart disease, leading cause, and death from cardiovascular disease, number one. 3 in 5 people globally, that's throughout the whole world, die of diseases completely linked to chronic inflammation, say the doctor's reports. Obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, all of that. But what I didn't really realize to the extent that they had here, that it even helps with so many of the conditions that take away the quality of our lives, like the eye conditions, blindness, and a leading thing, even this wonderful nutrient is a leading thing in helping to reverse age-related macular degeneration, a leading cause of blindness. And again, just like the doctors say, the diet plays a major role in development of chronic inflammation. Get rid of all those. We talked about the toxic fats. We talk about putting in the good foods and all these other things like that, okay? All the other things like that are really good. Okay, so that's really terrific. And, you know, to just change the topic here for a moment, all right? Remember the good stuff and get away from the bad, because this is big time news just came out. weight loss drugs under scrutiny as serious side effects surface. Weight loss drugs are being hailed as a breakthrough, but medical researchers are now uncovering a growing list of concerns that go far beyond appetite suppression. As use of these drugs has exploded worldwide, reports of unexpected physical and psychological effects are prompting closer scrutiny of how these drugs alter the body over time. Medications slow digestion, dampening hunger signals, but this disruption interferes with normal gut function, nutrient intake, brain chemistry. Studies have linked their use to digestive distress, emotional changes, and serious complications affecting vision, raising questions about how safely the body adapts to prolonged interference with natural signaling systems. Scientists warn that the weight loss often stalls and reverses once the drugs are stopped, leaving many users dependent on long-term use to maintain results. With limited data on extended exposure and rising reports of adverse effects, researchers say extreme caution is warranted as evidence continues to mount about the risks of relying on this medication to override the body's natural controls. And they go on with so many different other things. 4,000 lawsuits filed, major with the GLP-1 drugs, Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. The lawsuits, severe outcomes, the gastroparesis, often called stomach paralysis, ileus, a bowel shutdown where muscles stop moving and waste throughout the body, and devastating things, eyesight loss. They just go on and on and on, all of these terrible things, colon rupture, intestinal obstruction. My God, okay? And many plaintiffs have alleged that sudden blindness or major vision changes, okay, occur, okay? So with this, I know it's scary, it's terrible. Remember that nutrients can stop cravings. That's as far back as Dr. Atkins. It said, eat the protein, eat the vegetables, get rid of the sugars, and have glutamine and other nutrients that stop cravings.
And what people don't realize is that bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs and whiz-bangs and yum-yums and all the wee-wees in the world all convert to sugar. And sugar creates what? Inflammation, chronic inflammation. And the inflammation from eating those foods creates more health problems of every way, shape, and form. The drugs help you reduce the inflammation. The weight loss drugs help you lose the weight, but they don't solve the problem.
No, and they give you other problems.
The craving is still there for that's the right. sugars and the breads
Absolutely.
And the pastas and the bagels and the cereals.
That's right.
And all that stuff turns to sugar. So your weight gain is going to come right back again as soon as you stop taking the drugs.
Right.
Start revamping what you look on as food.
That's right.
What is food? Is it all the junk in the world? Not really. Does the junk create health? Not really. Does the junk create life? Not really. So get on with the proteins and the vegetables and the healthy foods, the unprocessed foods.
Okay, and come to Alive and Well, the broth. Call our 877-4950 for all of our wonderful service. We're going to have everything ready for you at the Broth Cafe or have your parties. Don't eat the garbage anymore. And we're there for you, and Alive and Well is there for you, okay? So you just remember that. We'll never forget that. Fanatic Organics and the wonderful Alive and Well and the Broth Cafe.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that
optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.